Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Snow piles up.
You're supposed to get another 8 or 12 inches. Someone's trying to do it in stages.
U.S. raid in Syria.
Helicopters, explosions, and machine gun fire.
Targeting ghost guns.
You can assemble those firearms in 23 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Thousands of flights have been canceled. Roads and highways have been slammed by the big winter storm that's rolling across the country. And there's concern about ice in places like Texas, where 1 year ago a storm caused a prolonged power crisis. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Ice dangling from power lines and coating highways. Frigid reminders of the damage freezing temperatures caused last year across Texas, prompting a rush to get ready.
It's as busy as I've ever seen it. It's people carrying out cases upon cases of water.
North of here, the brutal winter storm is pummeling the Midwest, sending out snow plows in full force. Parts of Illinois and Indiana are expecting the most snow, up to 18 inches by tonight.
You layer up and you brave it and you do what you can and hope for the summer.
WCBS TV meteorologist John Elliott has the latest on the weather map.
D.C., Baltimore, Philly, New York may be spared the worst of the freezing rain. But again, our neighbors north and west, you're looking at additional snow, a lot of additional snow. And then let's talk about ice accumulation from San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Memphis, Nashville, up into Kentucky.
The Pentagon says U.S. Special Forces carried out a large raid in northwestern Syria. President Biden says this morning the leader of ISIS was taken off the battlefield. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon calls the counterterrorism operation a success. Witnesses on the ground say the raid involved helicopters, explosions, and machine gun fire. It's an area that is an Al-Qaeda stronghold and home to several of its top operatives.
Officials say there were no U.S. casualties, but there are reports of 13 people dead, some of them civilians. The U.S. is maneuvering thousands of troops in Eastern Europe, bolstering allies, as satellite photos indicate Russia continues to build up forces close to Ukraine. Correspondent Holly Williams has more on the Ukrainian units that would have to confront any possible Russian invasion.
Ukraine's border with Russia is quiet. For now.
You've built this as a kind of defensive position.
Mm-hmm. The Ukrainian border guards told us they're ready, though, if there's an attack. On the other side of the frontier are roughly 100,000 Russian troops. New satellite images reportedly show them closer to battle readiness.
It certainly has all the image of an army ready to go.
Justin Bronk is an expert on the Russian military.
They could pretty much destroy the Ukrainian army as a viable fighting force.
Well, President Biden goes to New York City today to discuss a recent spike in violent crime. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says there's a new push to get what are known as ghost guns off the streets.
At this ATF firing range in Virginia, we watched as a legal semi-automatic handgun was converted into an illegal machine gun in a matter of seconds. Capable of firing off more than 30 rounds almost instantaneously.
You can manufacture that little conversion device on your kitchen table in a 3D printer.
ATF Acting Director Marvin Richardson says technology is partially to blame for the recent rise in gun-related crime.
The Gun Control Act 1968 is 54 years old. The National Firearms Act of 1934 is 88 years old.
You're saying the laws on the books are outdated?
No, I think that the actual dates of the statute's enactments would say that.
Acting Deputy Director Thomas Chittum.
We haven't seen so many machine guns used in crimes since Prohibition. Your average law enforcement officer is not armed with a machine gun. Increasingly, criminals are.
The National Archives Tribes has agreed to turn over some of former Vice President Pence's records to the House committee investigating the Capitol attack. Yesterday, that committee interviewed the jailed leader of the Oath Keepers and a former Justice Department official who was tied to the effort to pressure Georgia lawmakers over the 2020 election. Tesla's recalling some 800,000 vehicles. The seatbelt reminder sound might malfunction.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
One person was killed, others wounded, when someone started shooting on a Greyhound bus in Oroville, California. Mayor Chuck Reynolds.
All four have been life flighted. I would recommend praying for the victims and their family.
Police say the suspect fled the scene but was later caught at a Walmart. The four men have been arrested in connection with the drug overdose death last year of actor Michael K. Williams. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says they're accused of selling fentanyl-laced heroin to him and others.
This is a public health crisis, and it has got to stop.
The U.S. Army says it's going to start discharging soldiers who've refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Military analyst Jeff McCausland says it puts more than 3,000 service members in jeopardy.
Both the uniformed as well as civilian leadership has been very clear about this. As the deadline for vaccinations in December approach,
the Army says 97% of those in uniform have gotten at least one shot. Miami Dolphins owner Steve Ross calls allegations from his former head coach Brian Flores false, malicious, and defamatory. In his suit against the NFL, Flores asserts he was offered $100,000 by the team to tank, lose games to improve the team's draft position. Now to China, where an 18-year-old athlete is poised to be a breakout star at the Winter Olympics. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us about her.
Once you see her perform her amazing feats on the slopes, she is hard to forget.
Wow, Eileen Gu not holding anything back.
Her name is Eileen Gu, a freestyle skier, Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
She was born in the United States, lives in the United States. She trains in the United States.
And she is competing for China. At the age of 15, Gu, who was on the U.S. team, decided she wants to compete for the country where her mother was born. And she has taken this country by storm. Listen to this young woman adoringly describe Gu.
Like a beautiful flower in snow. Snow White.
Some have suggested Gu made the switch to China for monetary reasons. She now has a modeling contract and endorsements galore.
To be able to have such a huge audience in China is like the biggest honor.
By the end of the Winter Games, Gu could have 3 gold medals. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
A new report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety looks at the impact of auto technology that brakes for pedestrians.
The systems have reduced pedestrian crashes by nearly 30% during daylight, but at night the impact is minimal, says Institute Research Chief Jessica Cicchino. It's important, she says, to do better.
Nearly 1 in 5 traffic deaths are pedestrian deaths. And so if these systems work well at night, they have huge potential to prevent these deaths and to save a lot of lives.
Chiquito says the systems that do best use both cameras and radar. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Australian maritime experts say they believe they found the wreckage of British explorer James Cook's ship, the HMS Endeavour, in Newport Harbor, Rhode Island. The ship sank during the American Revolution. Experts in the U.S. have raised doubts about the discovery. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.